We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Isn't it fascinating that the governor of Oregon, talking about the upcoming rallies in Oregon, goes out of her way to mention two groups that routinely, and incorrectly, but routinely are described as right-wing groups, but just can't bring herself to talk about the Antifa people or the Black Lives Matter folks who have absolutely destroyed the city of Portland? No, it's some right-wing group that's going to be coming to town, and you know they're going to do terrible things. I'd love to tell you that I'm surprised, but, I'm an adult, and I've been around the block. So the president is coming to Virginia. Now, this is very good news. It's very good news. And some folks go, well, of course, Jeff, we all want to see him. No, that's not the reason it's good news. It indicates that Virginia really is in play, that the election here is not a foregone conclusion. And somebody who has been around the block once or twice, grew up in a political home, his dad, a distinguished member of the House of Delegates, John Reed is with us. He's out in the Williamsburg area. John, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, for having me. I'm at the Williamsburg-Newport News Airport, and it is, you'd think you were arriving at the state fair because there's so many tents and banners, and I would say several thousand people here. What is it? It's five, just after 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Gates are not even supposed to have opened, and they've already started letting people in. And, you know, there's the threat of rain out here. That doesn't seem to have kept people away. Now, I don't know how many people will actually show up
right
when the gates are closed at 7, and then they have to hang around for another 2 hours before the president speaks.
Yeah.
But it's a large crowd and an enthusiastic crowd, too.
Well, let's not kid ourselves, John. Anywhere and everywhere in America, this president is able to bring out in people a level of enthusiasm that I don't think we've seen in modern history. Maybe the early Obama days would be the only contrast.
I think that's true. These people are enthusiastic. And you know what's crazy, Jeff, is if you watched the evening news, you went up to Northern Virginia or in D.C., and you were an alien and just arrived on planet Earth, you would think that Donald Trump was the most hated person on the planet.
Right.
But then you get out of D.C., maybe you get away from the state capitol complex in Richmond, and you start talking to people. That it's not even lukewarm. It's not even like, well, we like him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's love. It's interesting that I went all the way to the front of the line. I hiked all the way to the entrance to see who had the first spot in line. And it's a long line, let me tell you.
Okay.
And it's a Chesterfield guy. And
wow.
He said I could say his name on the air. His name's Sam Rosenberg. He's probably in his 20s, mid-20s, late 20s, I guess.
Okay.
He's the first person in line. And I said, Sam, this is remarkable, with thousands of people behind you who have been here for 6, 8, in some cases 10 hours today waiting to get in.
Wow.
How did you get the first spot? He said, I drove here and got here at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon and paid to park in the parking lot and slept in my car so that I could be the first guy in line. And he's a Chesterfield guy. He's devoted. You think he's voting for Trump?
Yeah, my gosh. That's wonderful to hear. And you're, to put it mildly, you're an astute observer of politics. You're a longtime student of politics. The fact that the president is coming to Virginia just about a month away from the election, that's a good sign, don't you think?
Yeah. Look, they wouldn't waste the money for the campaign or a valuable night of campaign time to come someplace where they didn't think they could move the needle a little bit. And, you know, we saw, you and I talked about this, two polls this week that show this is a 5-point race.
Mm-hmm.
So a month out, 40 days out, I'd say, you know, assuming the polls are accurate, and usually I think the polls are skewed left rather than skewed right, I think that's probably a good indication. When we were talking on the morning show the other day and the poll came out, I guess Mrs. Secretary Clinton beat President Trump in Virginia by 5.32 percentage points at the end of 2016. So for President Trump, hypothetically, based on these polls, to be within 5 points of Joe Biden today, this far out, instead of, you know, 15 points beyond, that's probably a good sign. I mean, it's tough. You and I know that Northern Virginia, it's hard to overcome those numbers. And most of those people up there are federal employees or federal contractors. And a lot of them are to the left of center. So that's a tough thing for any Republican president or governor, a gubernatorial candidate to overcome. But I think he might be able to do it. And these people are enthusiastic. And a lot of them listen to you. They were the one thing they were upset about is they're missing your show this afternoon.
Well, if I have to lose out to anyone, President Trump is a fine man to step aside and lose out to. Now, John, this morning I was listening to you, and you finished up, as you always do, national anthem, paying tribute to America. And I'm not kidding you. I think as soon as you walked out of your studio, it was announced that Ralph Northam and his wife were positive for coronavirus. And I could almost hear you thinking or saying, I got to get back on the air. So since you couldn't, what's your sense that they announced that on the same day that President Trump is coming to Virginia?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I would think that, well, you know what? I should start by saying I hope they recover, and I'm sorry they're
sick.
Absolutely. And I hope, you know, and I hope Republicans and conservatives will be nice to Governor Northam and Mrs. Northam. They don't deserve to be sick. I'm sorry they're sick. We should show a little more class as a group than perhaps some of the liberals would if Donald Trump or Melania Trump got sick. And so sincerely, I'll say it publicly. I'm sorry they're ill, and I hope they feel better. Now, I was surprised they waited till late in the morning to drop this. And it does make you wonder whether, I mean, this is devious to suggest, but would they drop this to try to move some of the headlines away from Donald Trump being in their state and get everybody to talk about the governor? Because it is a big story. There's no question. It's a big story. The PR guy in me says that must be what it is, but I don't know.
Well, no. I think that you are pretty close to the mark. I don't think it's well, you know what? It is devious, but then it is a group of folks on the left who have shown they don't mind being devious. They don't mind being disingenuous. Heck, this afternoon I have heard from so many people, and this kind of threw me for a loop, so many people going, you know what? I don't even believe that they have it. Now,
Tell me. Hope
and
that's not the case.
And what does that say? That Northam's reputation and credibility is so low that otherwise decent people look at this and say, yeah, I'm not really sure that he's sick. And I don't know. That, to me, is a real message that he is certainly not perceived as a good guy, if he ever was. So, John, you said that the gates close at 7 o'clock, and then everybody's going to hang out for another 2 hours. And let's face it, presidents are never on time, so it really means probably another 2.5 hours. is there entertainment? Are there jugglers? Is there refreshments? What's going on?
They're huge video screens that are rigged up. Now, I haven't been to the venue yet because I was afraid that if I went in, they wouldn't let me back out to come talk to you.
Oh, okay.
So, I envision, and what I have been told, and I'm assuming the people I'm talking to know what they're saying, that Air Force One will land here, and it will be that, gosh, picture-perfect backdrop of Air Force One behind the president. He'll exit the plane, come and give the speech. I am told that the audience, and they're going to be happy about this, that they will all be inside looking out from the hangar. So, you know, maybe they won't get soaking wet because the rain has started again now while I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a festival atmosphere. It's weird, Jeff. I posted a picture on Facebook a few minutes ago of the big crowd. And I can barely see my phone out here, and I snapped a picture, and I thought, well, I got to show who's here.
Sure.
I didn't frame it. I didn't try to pick certain people. Somebody emailed me and said, oh, you're just trying to show black people.
Oh, for
goodness. And then I looked at the picture, and I said, well, you know what? I guess there are black people in the picture. I personally didn't notice that. But I'm not going to say that it's like an Obama rally, because that would be a lie. It's not.
Right.
But it's a real mix of people. I talked to two South Asian business owners from Henrico who said, I mean, they had Trump T-shirts and Trump hats. They said Trump is saving their business. He wants them to be able to open their business, and Ralph Northam doesn't. Yep. And I said, oh, do you get to tell people that? And they said, oh, we had to lie to our customers about why we were closing today, because we're afraid that they'll be mad at us. But I don't know their whole backstory, but it seemed like perhaps they were relatively new to America, and they felt like Trump was looking out for them. And this is a great story. I mean, I kind of wish I had a video camera and was back on TV when I get to talk to some of these people. I talked to this guy. He's taller than, you know, I'm 6'3", 200 and unfortunately 230 pounds right now. I should be 210, but 230. This guy is like 6'5", 250, and it ain't fat. It's all muscle. Tattoos all over him. He got out of prison a couple of years ago, and I said, hey, is anybody from Richmond? He said, I listen to you every morning, and I listen to Jeff Katz in the afternoon. And I was like, okay, well, I hope that's good. I hope you like what you hear.
Yeah.
This guy said he's voting for Trump because Trump's the first person who's cared about him getting out of prison, and I think I'm quoting him correctly, didn't pander to him, wanted him to be able to get a job, and was concerned about people who had reformed their lives and wanted to get back into society. And I was kind of surprised by that. I mean, but you know what? That's true. That's been something Donald Trump's been focused on, and maybe you and I didn't pay attention to it, but this guy sure did, and he and his friends, I'm thankful that they like WRVA and like us, but they love Donald Trump a lot. It was kind of a really interesting story they told.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's a wonderful story. I know you're going to get back inside and be part of this. I'll look forward to taking a look at your Facebook page, and everybody should this evening. I'm sure knowing you, you'll be posting a lot of updates, and then first thing Monday morning, I know you'll be recapping it, and make no mistake, I will be here listening. John, thanks so much for making time for us.
Always enjoy talking to you, Jeff. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you, sir. That is John Reed, and everything I just mentioned to him, you need to pay attention to. Head on over to his Facebook page. Look for John Reed, WRVA, the John Reed Show, WRVA on Facebook. I know John, and he can't help himself. He'll be posting millions of things on Facebook. And then, of course, first thing Monday morning, talking all about it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.